car was sat in the main stand here at the Queensway Stadium. A 12-all draw against North Wales. Which way did you look at it? Did you look at it a point gained or a point lost?
A bit of both. I think it was a point gain because we really didn't deserve anything from the game, and obviously we walk away with a point, but you know, it's certainly a point lost if you look at the grand scheme of things and how we were travelling before coming into the game. And you know, I think our lads have, you know, been complacent today, and maybe myself included, and you know, we've paid the price.
Saying they're maybe a bit complacent, is what does that come from the lads? Is it, I don't know where to take it, but you know, it was a poor performance from the side. I think you've said that in what you've said, and you know, not the best so far this season.
No, it's probably our worst, I think, of, you know, since the competition actually started. You know, you could tell in the warm up today it was flat. I don't really know what it was missing. We spoke about it, we addressed it before the game, and you know, we certainly addressed a few things at half time, and nothing changed. We just looked knackered. We looked absolutely blown out after 10 minutes, and you know, I thought if there's only one positive, it was probably Shaq's playing 70 plus minutes and, you know, being by far our best player on the pitch. Even after playing for 70 odd minutes in that heat, he was still carrying the ball better than anyone else. And you know, I think people just looked really tired today.
Disappointing to be 8-0 up at the break and not take it forward, but it's got to be forgotten about now. Moving forward to next week, it's an even more crucial game now against Barrow. It was always going to be a crucial game, but after today's result and their result last night, it's even more pressured on it.
Yeah, I think we've put ourselves in a position where we've got to win the game now. It was obviously going into it next week, we were always going to win it, but you know, a draw would have been okay. So we just put ourselves in a tough position, but you know, we're going to have to improve 10 times before we even consider getting a result out of Barrow.
So what happens now? Obviously you look back at the video and look at that, but what happens in training this week? Have you got anything major planned, or is it just the usual week? Or
no, it's the intensity will go up like it always does around a derby. It's you know, it's just something that happens in the group, that you know, when you are playing a Workington Barry, you know, everything goes up, everything gets a little bit more tense. But no, it'll just be a normal week. Can't treat it any different. Just got to review this game, see what we need to work on, and you know, take it into training.
We've seen a few lads come off. I know it's Craig come off, and amongst others, what was the treatment then looking like there at the end of the game?
I'm not entirely sure yet. I know Craig come off with an hamstring, so if it is a pull or anything like that, you know, you're probably looking unlikely for next week. But you know, it's early days. But apart from that, I'm not entirely sure.
And injuries looking ahead to next week, what are they looking like?
I'm hoping Glenn Ryder will be okay. He's reacted better this week in training, and you know, it'd have been pushed for today, but you know, I'm praying he'll be alright for next week.
And yourself?
I'm not sure. I've not trained. I've not done anything through my hand. I've just been running, so see how it is on Wednesday, and if I can play, if I'm 100% I will, but if I'm not, you know, I won't be risking it.
Thanks for taking me today, mate. It's always difficult after a tough result, let's say, but
yeah.
Have a good week training, and we'll catch up with you next weekend.
Cheers, mate. Thank you.